السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope inshallah that you and your families are doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So with that, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah we are going to continue from Surah Al-Baqarah. And we are going to start from ayah number 126 to 131, inshallah. So I'm going to first start with the recitation, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along. And then inshallah we will move on to the analysis and theory. So inshallah, starting from ayah 126. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفيه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So starting from ayah 126 to 131. So inshallah, for theory, we are going to go back to the makharij that we were doing last week. Quick review, what is makharij? Makharij is the exit point of a letter. It comes from the word kharaja. Makharij comes from kharaja, which means to come out. This is the place of the mouth or the throat where the letter comes out. So we have five general areas of makharij, which are the throat, the tongue, the nose, the lips, and then the empty part of the throat and the mouth. So we already covered the throat. The throat letters are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghayn kha. And today, inshallah, we are going to continue with the letters of the tongue. And I mentioned last time that there are a lot of letters that come from the tongue. So, alhamdulillah, we are going to be on the tongue for a few more letters, inshallah. So last time we had three letters that all came from the same makharij. And these letters were the letters ta, dal, and ta. Okay, and the makharij of these letters was the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So one more time, we have the tip of the tongue. So we're taking the top of the tip of the tongue. And this is going to touch the gum line of the upper two teeth. So very important to note that this touches the gum line. Okay, so it's very important that we learn the makharij of these properly, because they are incredibly similar to the letters tha, dhal, and la. Okay, so these are the letters that we're doing today. They're very similar and they also look very similar. They are exactly the same, except the second one have an extra dot on top. So tha looks similar to tha, dal is similar to dhal, and ta is similar to va. But you can hear that there is a difference. They are not the same letters, which means that they should not have the same makharij. Okay, so both of the makharij for these letters should be different. So when we say that the makharij is different, I mean that for ta, dal, and ta, the tongue should be touching the gum line of the upper two teeth, so not the actual teeth itself, just the gum line. Another difference is that ta, dal, and ta, the makharij for this is the top of the tip of the tongue. Okay, so very important, the top of the tip of the tongue. Okay, so for tha, dal, and la, these are the letters that we are doing today. The makharij for these letters is just the tip of the tongue. Okay, so for tha, dal, and ta, the makharij is top of the tip. And then for tha, dal, and la, it is just the tip. So that is one difference between the makharij. Another difference is that one touches the gum line, but for tha, dal, and la, the tip of the tongue touches the edge of the upper two teeth. Okay, so I want you to put your tongue on the edge of your teeth. Okay, so almost like it's sticking out between your two teeth, your upper and your lower teeth. That is the makharij for tha, dal, and la. Okay, now I want you to move your tongue up and touch the gum line of your teeth. So the gums, right where your teeth meet your gums. So there is a difference between the locations, right? So you feel that one is the edge of the teeth and then one is the gum line of the teeth. So inshallah, this is a very important distinction to make. The reason I'm emphasizing this is because it is a very common mistake to mess up the makharij for these letters. And it's very easy because it's a similar location. But if you do that, then you are switching the letters around. So each of the letters, the purpose of tajweed is that each of the letters should be pronounced with its correct haq, with its own right. And if we miss up the letters or we are mixing up the makharij, then we are taking away the right or the haq of the letter. So inshallah, we want to try to make sure that when we say ta, dal, and ta, we are using the top of the tip of the tongue and touching the gum lines. And then when we say tha, dal, and la, we are touching the tip of the tongue to the upper two teeth, just the edges. Okay, so inshallah, that is the difference between these two makharij. One more thing, va is also part of the heavy letters. It is part of khussa daghdun gil. So when we say it, if we say it light, it will sound like a tha or a dal. Okay, so va and that are different letters. Okay, very important that we don't want to mix these up. Okay, so va The heaviness is the only thing distinguishing ذا from ذا. Okay? So inshallah, try to keep that in mind. It's very important that, again, we make this distinction between the ذا and the ذا. So these are the letters that inshallah we will do today. Quick review, ثَا, ذَال, and ذَا. These come from the tip of the tongue, touching the edge of the upper two teeth. And then on the opposite end, we have ta, dal, and ta, which is the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So inshallah, I hope you can hear that difference between ta and tha, dal and dal, ta and va. Okay, so inshallah, I hope you can hear that there is a difference. These are not the same letters, so they should not be pronounced the same way. So inshallah, that is what we are going to cover today for theory. Just the mukharij of these letters. And then inshallah now we can move on to the analysis of these verses. So starting from ayah 126, we are starting with the letter that we covered today, wa'iv. So here we have the letter dhal. Dhal comes from the tip of the tongue touching the edge of the upper two teeth. Wa'iv qala. So here qala, qaf is permanently heavy. Ibrahimu, ba is a letter of qalqala. There is a slight bouncing sound, kutub jad. Ra is heavy in this case. Ibrahimu. Rabbi. Ra in this case is heavy. Rabbi ja'al. Jim is a letter of qalqala. Lam is a letter of tawassut. Hatha baladan aminan. So here, baladan amina. We covered the nun sakin rule of idhar, zahara, which means clear. The ruling for this is anytime you have nun sakin or tanween, followed by a letter of the throat. Again, the letters of the throat are hamzaha, ainha, ghainha. The noon is going to be pronounced zahara or clearly. So here, baladan amina. So you can hear that baladan, the noon sound is very clear because it is followed by a letter of the throat, which is hamza. So if you would like, you can put underneath this tanween, you can write iz for idhar. And inshallah, this will remind you that the noon here is going to be clear. Baladan aminan warzuq. Ra in this case is heavy. Qaf in every case is heavy. It is also a letter of qalqala. Ahlahu minath thamarati. Ra in this case is heavy. Man amana. Again, we have noon sakin followed by a letter of the throat, hamza. So this is going to be another letter of idhar. So the noon is going to be clear. Man amana. Minhum, again, noon sakin, followed by letter of the throat. Letters of the throat are hamza, ha, ayn, ha, ghayn, kha. So ha is a letter of the throat. Again, this is idhar. Billahi, because the name of Allah is preceded by a kasra, the Allah in this case is light. Billahi, wal yawmil akhir, kha in this case is heavy. And then qala, qaf is permanently heavy. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ ra in this case is heavy. فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا qaf is permanently heavy. ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ. So here we are resting upon this ضاد. طَ is a permanently heavy letter. ra in this case is heavy. And then أَضْطَرُّهُ. If you can see, after the ha, there is a very small wow with a mad sign. So because of this mad sign, this is going to be a four-count mad. This is known as mad sila kubara. Inshallah, you don't have to remember that. But just know that because there is a small mad sign, you will pull this for four counts. ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Ra in this case is heavy. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. Lam is a letter of tawassut. Sad is permanently heavy. Ra in this case is going to be light. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. So we want to switch from heavy sad to light ra. وَإِذْ, so again we are resting upon this ذَال. يَرْفَعُ, ra in this case is heavy. إِبْرَاهِيم, ba has قَلْقَلَ, ra is heavy. الْقَوَاعِدَ, qaf is permanently heavy. مِنَ الْبَيْتِ, lam has توسط. وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا, ra is heavy. تَقَبَّلْ, qaf is heavy, lam has توسط. مِنَّا, this is a two count med because we are ending here. If we continue, then it is going to be a four count med. So I'm going to stop, so that's why this is only going to be two counts. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. So just two counts. But if you would like to continue, then you will pull it for four counts. مِنَّا إِنَّكَ. So depending on whether you stop or continue, it will be either two or four counts. Because I am stopping here, I will only read it for two counts. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Both of these letters, عين, are from the throat. Lam is a letter of tawassut. رَبَّنَا, ra in this case is heavy. وَجَعَلْنَا, jim is a letter of قَلْقَلَة. Lam is a letter of tawassut. مُسْلِمَيْنِ, very important here, this is not مُسْلِمِينَ, it is مُسْلِمَيْنِ. Okay, very easy to mess this up because most commonly we are used to hearing مُسْلِمِينَ. In this case, it might help you if you circle the fatha, just to remind you that this is مُسْلِمَيْنِ. Okay, this is dual, so it is not مُسْلِمِينَ, it is مُسْلِمَيْنِ. Okay, لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا, this is a four count mad, أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا, ra in this case is light, مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبَ عَلَيْنَا, ba is a letter of غَلْقَلَة, عَلَيْنَا, again, this is a four count mad, but I'm going to stop here, so this is only going to be two count. If you would like to continue, then you would say it as a four count. Because I am stopping, I will only read this for two counts. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, ra in this case is heavy. رَبَّنَا, ra is heavy. وَبَعَثْ, ba is a letter of قَلْقَلَة. فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا, ra is heavy. رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ, noon is followed by a letter of the throat. هَمْزَهَا عَيْنْهَا غَيْنْ خَاء, ha is a letter of the throat. So this is going to be ظَهَرَ, noon is going to be clear. It is going to have إِظْهَار. مِنْهُمْ, mim is a letter of tawassut. يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ, عَيْن is from the throat. Mim is a letter of tawassut. آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ, عَيْن is from the throat. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, lam is a letter of tawassut. وَالْحِكْمَةَ, lam is a letter of tawassut. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, mim is a letter of tawassut. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, so lam in both cases is going to have tawassut, so we are resting upon this lam. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ, ra in this case is heavy. غَيْن is permanently heavy. عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, ba is a letter of قَلْقَلَة, ra is heavy. إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ, so قَاف is permanently heavy. Dal is light. Sad is heavy. Ta is heavy. Fa is light. Okay, so inshallah, we want to make sure that we are not switching the heavy and light letters. So first, wa la qad, lam is going to be light, qaf is heavy, dal is light. Okay, and then we are switching immediately to a heavy sad. Wa la qad istafainahu. So qaf, again, one more time, is heavy, dal is light, sad is heavy, ta is heavy, fa is light. Wa la qad istafainahu fi dunya. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, lam is a letter of tawassut. خَ is heavy. رَ in this case is heavy. لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, so here صَاد is a heavy, permanently heavy letter. And then we are ending on a four count mad, ended with tawassut. لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ, so ذَال, we are resting upon this ذَال. قَالَ, قَاف is permanently heavy. لَهُ رَبُّهُ, ra in this case is heavy. And again, in the end of رَبُّهُ, we see that there is a wow with a med. So this is going to be a four count med. رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ, mim is a letter of tawassut. قَالَ, قَاف is permanently heavy. أَسْلَمْتُ, mim is a letter of tawassut. لِرَبِّي, ra in this case is heavy. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, lam is a letter of tawassut. عين is from the throat, and then we are ending on a four count med with tawassut. لرب العالمين. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So verses 126 to 131, inshallah. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.